Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, headed to a mining camp, Levining, California. Jeff, a very good evening to you. We're going to Levining because of the price of gasoline. But actually, we're going to Levining to dine. What's happened at Levining, California? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Well, let me just kind of set the picture here. Levining is originally a mining camp back in the 1800s. It's at the eastern gate of Yosemite, so it gets a lot of tourist traffic through there. A lot of campers come through there, and a lot of mountain or rock climbers, I should say. It's a very famous area for, you know, very steep pitches for climbing. But what's happened over the past few years is a family-run mobile gas station there has become a must-visit place for foodies. And this is a total surprise because, first of all, most people have always been driving by this place, not even noticing it. It's kind of off the road a bit. And the other thing is, who thinks that there's going to be great food at a gas station? You know, even the truckers don't like that type of stuff. But in this case, this restaurant has emerged as one of the most talked-about eateries in California or the West, and it's known for its sashimi, it's known for its ribs, it's known for a whole host of sandwiches and gourmet foods that nobody would expect up there, and really compares very favorably or even better than a lot of famous places in California. And of course, it's against the backdrop of beautiful Yosemite and the surrounding areas there, the Sierra Nevada, and they have picnics and concerts there, so it's become quite a draw for throughout the West.
Does this make any sense that a mobile gas station would become a hot restaurant so that Hollywood is beating a path to the door? Is this typical of California, a mobile station charging $7 a gallon?
Well, that is a kind of a shock to think that, you know, this would be the place. But, you know, you hear stories every so often about gas stations and truck stops. It'll be all of a sudden it'll come out in some famous, you know, eating magazine or cooking journal. It'll say, This truck stop off the I-5 up in the mountains has the best, you know, Capri salad in the United States or something. And of course, it becomes very popular for a while. But something like this, where they talk about the range of its menu, which is really pretty large, and the freshness, the quality, the fact that they have chefs in there. So you're not just buying stuff off of a food truck. It's really astounding how much notice this place is getting. It's really getting rave reviews.
I'm looking at the photographs. Tioga Gas Mart is what it's known to the locals. And people sit outside on the lawn waiting for their food, I guess, that you come there to picnic. There are picnic tables. I would not call this, Jeff, what you'd say is high-end accoutrements. Do you agree? I mean, this is the sidewalk's cracked and the grass is a little brown. So something unusual. There's some broken out windows. Jeff, is this a send up?
No, this is the real deal. Apparently, run, as I said, by a family. A father and his daughter have been running it since the 90s. And you know, yes, you're not paying for you know, these nice tables with candlelight and soft music playing in the background, but you are in one of the most spectacular settings in the United States or anywhere, you know, around Yosemite and the Sierra Nevadas. And it's just a nice place. It's out of the way. It's not in the middle of a big, busy city or around a town that's supposed to be very shishi. This is, you're out in nature.
Well, boy, they're going to have parking problems now because the feature is pretty clear. It's in the Daily Mail. All right. Now, about gas prices. Since last we talked, have they moderated? Are they still climbing? Is it still the big story on evening news?
Oh, it's still a big story. It's climbing, and it really does go up every day. So some days it's a small lift of about 3 to 5 cents, and other days, you go to bed at night and you'll see the gas station the next morning around the corner from your house, and it's climbed 15 or 20 cents. It really is climbing that high. It's, you know, since the last month, it's gone well over a dollar, some places well over $2 a gallon.
Well, now I'm told this is because the refineries are doing maintenance maybe unscheduled, maybe scheduled. Are they telling you when they're going to be back online? Is there any relief headed? You know, Europe has all the tankers and all the liquefied natural gas tankers in the world headed to Europe. Is there help coming to California?
Not really. That's not something they're talking about at all. They're just saying, we're going to get the refineries back online. We continue to work, expedite those problems or those issues. But at the same time, you know, the reasons for the higher cost for fuel in California and throughout the West are not because just because of these refinery issues, although they do play a role in it. You have problems with distribution networks. The fact that the West, for the most part, has a hard time getting fuel, unlike other parts of the U.S. And then, of course, taxes are just sky high. These are ridiculous taxes people can't figure out. And I just spoke with a friend of mine who now resides in Alabama, recently left the state, and he posted a photo from Alabama where he paid $2.99 a gallon. So, you know, it's not just a matter of distribution. It's not just a matter of the refineries. There's something else at work here.
We go from the price of gasoline, a mobile restaurant where you can have good food in Yosemite, and the photographs show that it is spectacular. I mean, just overwhelming landscape. However, we go to the governor of California, who is the governor of Levining, California, right? And he's the governor of the entrance to Yosemite. He's the governor of the gas stations. And he's complaining about the price of gas. Jeff, can't he do something about this? Isn't he in charge?
Well, his power is pretty limited when it comes to gas prices. He can push the state to find some ways to hurt the gas companies. But, you know, that hurt is usually passed on to the consumer. But what he's doing right now is he's releasing all kinds of social media posts. He's talking about it a lot in public and saying, you know, you're being ripped off by the gas companies. They're making these windfall profits and you're having to pay for it. And, you know, there's no doubt that the gas companies are doing well. But the problems that are there causing these prices to go up were long before the Ukraine problem, long before the problems with other oil suppliers. So this is an ongoing issue with California, the geography, the distribution, and the incredibly high taxes and regulatory costs.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We caught him on his way to Yosemite. We'll catch up with him when he gives us an analysis of the mobile station for the stars on the entrance of Yosemite. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.